With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The suspect in the Brown University mass shooting, 48-year-old Claudio Manuel Neves Valente, was found dead at a New Hampshire storage unit from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Lee Foley.
On December 1st, he rented a gray Nissan Sentra with Florida plates from a car rental agency in Boston. That same day, he drove to the vicinity of Brown University, where his car was observed intermittently between December 1st and December 12th.
Neves Valente also linked to the killing of an MIT professor the day after the Brown shootings. Looking to ensure election integrity, the Justice Department has gone to court in its quest for voter information from states that refused to cooperate.
The Justice Department has now filed 22 lawsuits seeking voter information as part of its effort to collect detailed voting data and other election information across the country. The latest lawsuits have been filed against Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, and the District of Columbia. The move comes a week after the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted against the Justice Department's request for the information.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. Russia's Vladimir Putin does not sound much like a man who's eager to reach a negotiated settlement in Ukraine.
Putin declares, our troops are advancing all across the lines of contact, faster in some areas or slower in others, but the enemy is retreating in all sectors. He remains confident the Kremlin's military goals will be achieved nearly 4 years after he ordered troops into the neighboring country. In the early days of the conflict, Ukraine's forces managed to thwart an attempt by Russia's larger, better-equipped army to capture the capital of Kyiv. But the fighting soon settled into grinding battles, and Moscow's troops have made slow but steady progress over the years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that the San Diego Unified School District is going all in on the LGBT agenda.
According to a report by the group Defending Education, the district offers a section on its website designed to help children live as the opposite sex, telling them that there are at least 9 different genders and 28 sexual orientations. Amongst those listed by the school district are transgender, non-binary, demi-boy, panoramic sexual, and biromantic homosexual. Defending Education tells the Christian Post, quote, this lunacy must end. Michael Harrington reporting.
The new national survey from Church Mutual Insurance Company reveals that Americans' generosity will not waver as conversations about the economy continue to dominate year-end headlines. According to the poll, 75% of consumers plan to maintain or increase their charitable giving through the end of 2025, despite mixed feelings about the economy. This is SRN News. The Department of Health and Human Services is proposing new regulatory actions governing medical practices and funding for transgender surgeries and therapies, often labeled gender-affirming care. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine. It is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children.
The regulations would restrict the use of puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgical interventions for children. Sony taking control of Peanuts, buying a 41% stake from WildBrain for $457 million and boosting its ownership stake to 80%. The Schultz family keeps 20% of the franchise. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.